pack your weapons, and fill up on Coney Islands, because this week's Discovery takes a wild and wacky return trip to the Mississippi Delta. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm your host, Kristen Dreyer Kramer, from nightsandweekends.com. Well, it took me approximately one paragraph of Rick Gavin's hilarious first novel, Ranchero, to become a devoted fan. So it's a relief to see Nick and Desmond, Gavin's delightful Delta duo, up to more of the same outrageous antics in the fun-filled follow-up, Beluga. Now, the story follows ex-cop Nick Reed and his friend Desmond on another adventure through the Mississippi Delta. After coming into some cash at the end of Ranchero, Nick and Desmond are looking to make some wise investments, and Desmond's ex-brother-in-law, Larry, is convinced that his plan to steal a truckload of already stolen tires and resell them is a no-brainer. From the beginning, Nick knows that it's a bad idea, and it's not long before he and Desmond once again find themselves face-to-face with a variety of Delta ne'er-do-wells. Admittedly, the story behind Beluga isn't particularly memorable. Nick and Desmond end up on another crazy adventure that finds them facing off against cops, rednecks, and a ninja schoolgirl assassin. But how it all fits together? Well, you might not remember. Of course, there is actually a method to all of the madness. But while you might sometimes lose track of the big picture, you won't really care, because you'll be having way too much fun. Gavin writes with a style that's distinctly his own. You'll hear Nick's voice in your head as you read, and you'll practically see the quirky characters grinning back at you from their place on the page. Eventually, this fascinating southern setting will become so clear that the action will play out in your mind's eye like a classic caper comedy, complete with a Dukes of Hazzard score. So is it worth going on the run with this Delta duo, or are you safer in your own hometown? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say buy it. Start with Ranchero, but be sure to pick up a copy of Beluga, too, because once you finish one, you won't want to wait to start the other. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. Beluga by Rick Gavin is 298 quick and quirky pages long and is available from Minotaur Books. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.